Hi guys, it's Eden. I'm back. I'm sorry I haven't been uploading. I have been busy with school, but now school's out. I'm officially going to be a senior, and now I can upload more on my podcast. And so today's episode is going to be on some of my favorite musicals. I might do a part two of this, I don't know. Well, let's just get into it. So my first musical on my list, I made a list so I know can keep track of which ones I'm talking about today. So the first one is Newsies. I love Newsies. I saw it probably when I was in sixth grade, and it's such a great show. Like, it's a really dancey show, like, and it's a heavy, like, male ensemble. I love all the songs. Like, in every musical I like, there's songs I like more than others, but I love the songs in this one, especially Carrying the Banner, King of New York, Seize the Day, Once and For All, and Brooklyn's Here. Oh, and Watch What Happens. Those are some really good songs. A lot of them, like, get me pumped up, you know? Like, there's always those musical songs that, like, make you high energy, and I really love this show. There's also a couple quotes that, like, really inspire me. I know from Seize the Day, there's, like, now is the time to seize the day, and I really like that one. And then Watch What Happens, she sings, All I Know Is Nothing Happens If You Just Give In, and I really relate to that, because, like, I don't want to be seen as a quitter, and I try not to give up on things that I like. And, yeah, that musical, that Newsies is just a really good show. I really want to go see it again. Because when I saw it when I was in sixth grade, I didn't really appreciate it as much as I do now. And I would love to go see it again and just be immersed in that show again. My next musical is Be More Chill. So I recently got into Be More Chill, like really, really into it. That show, it's one of those ones where you either hate it or you love it. My cousin really likes it, and now I really like it, too. I think the plot is really unique, and I think the music is really unique, too. Like I said, it's one of those ones where you either hate it or you love it. I really love the music. One of my favorite songs is Two Player Game, and it's a duet, obviously, because Two Player Game. I would love to sing that with someone, like, for fun. Be More Chill, yeah. I like that show. Oh, I like it a lot. It's a good show. My next one is Anastasia. Anastasia. So I have watched the movie for a long time, and I really love the movie, and the musical is really good too. I like all the little changes and all the songs they added into it. Especially Land of Yesterday. Land of Yesterday is a really good song. And I like My Petersburg, too. I think that's a good song, because I think Dimitri deserves a solo song. And that's it's a good song for him, like, talking about his childhood. And, of course, we have the classics, like, Once Upon a December and Journey to the Past, which those two are really good songs. With this musical, however, there is, like, Paris Holds the Key to Your Heart. That song, it's not my favorite. Because compared to the other ones, it's just kind of like, eh, it's okay. I mean, it's still a good song. It's just for me, in like my personal opinion, it's not my favorite song of the show. It's just kind of that one where it's like, why? Like, just compared to the others, it's not really like as great. It's like, I don't know. It's just not my favorite song. My next musical is Fiddler on the Roof. So Fiddler on the Roof, I saw very recently live. It was my first time seeing it live. And when the whole ensemble sang Tradition, the first, like, Tradition, I had the biggest smile on my face, because I really like this show. It's such a fun show. I would totally love to be in this show and play one of the daughters, because I feel like that would be such a fun show to do. And I like all the songs. All the songs are really cute. I remember when we were watching it, when model sang Miracle of Miracles. I thought that was so sweet. Like, his the guy who played him in my show, in the performance I saw, he was so sweet. Like, he just had that sweet, kind of nice voice. And model is supposed to be very sweet. And I just really liked it. And then we have Matchmaker, which Matchmaker's an awesome song. I love that song. I remember me and my cousins, we sang it. We just like, Matchmaker, Matchmaker, make me a match. And, like, we all sang it in the car. We actually sang it in the car when we were going to go see Dear Evan Hansen, which I'll talk about later on in this episode. And that was really fun. I had a lot of fun. I always have fun with them. My next musical is The Sound of Music. Now, with this one, I only like the version with Julie Andrews, because Julie Andrews is my queen. I mean, I love Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews, she's so amazing. Her range, especially at that time when she was younger, like, her range was crazy. And, yeah, it's one of those classics. Like, Sound of Music is a classic. We have the Sound of Music, the title song. And then we have My Favorite Things. We have Do Re Mi. And then 16 going on 17. Yeah. And then we have So Long, Farewell. Like, I love The Sound of Music. The Sound of Music I've been watching since I was real little, because my whole family, not my whole family, but my mom's side of the family were very into musicals. At least, most of my mom's side of the family were really into musicals. And The Sound of Music is just one of those ones that I've been watching since I was little. And when I was younger, I would go see performances of musicals at my local theater in Downey. And I didn't appreciate them as much as I do now. Like, now when I go to see shows, I'm really excited. But when I was younger, I wasn't really into musicals as I am now. And it was just kind of like, if I could go back, I would, and watch those shows again. But yeah, The Sound of Music is such a good show. My dad doesn't like it, and we'll often annoy him and play The Sound of Music, and it's so much fun. I mean, it's not fun to annoy your dad, but, like, for me, it's kind of fun to, like, mess with him. And then my next one is Something Rotten. So Something Rotten I've actually seen live, excuse me, and it's really funny. It's a funny show. Me and my family, we've laughed hysterically. It's such a funny show. The songs are good. One of my favorite ones is God, I Hate Shakespeare, because it's one of those ones that I like to sing, like, in my room. And yeah, Something Rotten's a really good show. It was the first musical I saw at the Segerstrom Center, or Segerstrom, sorry, and I remember watching it, and I had never, like, I had read the plot, but I had never seen it live, and I remember watching it, and I'm like, this is so funny, and I remember, like, I liked it a lot. It's not one of the ones I listen to consistently, but I still like it. Like, we all have those musicals where we're like, we like it, but we don't listen to it all the time. I only listen to really, like, certain songs from the musical, but yeah, Something Rotten is a good one, too. I like Something Rotten. My next one is Kinky Boots. Okay, Kinky Boots is such a good show. My best friend is obsessed with this show. And, like, I started listening to it again, like, listening to all the songs, because I only heard certain songs from the Broadway station, SiriusXM on Broadway. But I listened to the whole show. I have the whole soundtrack on my phone. And I was like, this is such a good show. Why haven't I listened to the full soundtrack before? Because I had tried, and then I kind of got bored, but then I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to the full thing now. And, yeah, I really like the one. I think some of my favorite songs are, let me think. Everybody Say Yeah. The Sex Is in the Heel. The History of Wrong Guys. Oh, my God. The History of Wrong Guys is such a funny song. Like, the character Anne, she's so funny. I love that song. That's a good song to perform. Like, if I'm singing in my room, like, that's a good song to perform. Oh, and Let Me Raise You Up, or / Just Be, which is the finale. That's a good song, because it's just telling you to, like, embrace who you are, and, like, everyone surrounding you will help raise you up. Yeah, that's a good one. Kinky Boots is a good one. And then my last musical on my list is Dear Evan Hansen. So, I mentioned Dear Evan Hansen before in this episode. Dear Evan Hansen, I saw live at the Segerstrom Center. It's such a powerful show. I mean, it gives you hope. Like, it starts off bad, but in the end, it ends really, like, really hopeful. It's such a powerful show. I mean, my aunt and my cousins were crying. Like, I don't usually cry at shows. I did start tearing up at one point in the show, but I wasn't full on sobbing, because that's just not, like, that doesn't happen to me. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It just doesn't happen. But my aunt and my cousins, they were full on sobbing, and they make sense, because it's a sad show, but it's a really powerful show. My aunt even brought tissues, and during intermission, she was offering them to people, like, do you want a tissue? Because a lot of people were crying. But some of my favorite songs from that one are, I like the whole soundtrack. But my favorite songs are Anybody Have a Map, Requiem, Waving Through a Window. It's not my favorite, but it's still a really good song. Like, it's just out of all, like, yeah, it's just not one. And I know everyone's gonna, like, come at me and be like, Waving Through a Window is amazing. And, like, it is amazing. It's just, it's not my favorite. I still like it, but there's other ones that I like. I also like Disappear. Disappear is so, like, it's such a powerful song, because it says, no one deserves to be forgotten, no one deserves to fade away, and then no one deserves to disappear. And I really like that message. Like, no one should, there's a line where it says, no one should come and go and have no one know that they were ever even here. And I really like the message. Like, no one, don't forget anyone, don't let them fade away, don't let them disappear. I also like You Will Be Found. You Will Be Found is such a powerful song. How do I describe it? Like, it's such a good song. Because, like, some people don't go asking for help, but if people notice that, like, their silent cries for help, it'll definitely help the person. And I really like that message, like, you're not going to be lost forever. Like, someone will find you. Someone will make sure you are okay. And I really like that, especially now with everything, like, we hear in the world, all the news and stuff. It's definitely, like, it's a really strong show. And I really like Dear Evan Hansen. Dear Evan Hansen's a good one. That's all for this episode. Thank you for letting me talk to you about some of my favorite musicals. And let me know if you want me to do a part 2 where I talk about more of musicals that I like. Bye!